So, when I was younger, I was going through a situation with this girl in my third grade class. And one day we were sitting in class, and this girl started being very rude and threatening me. And I was really confused because we were, like, best friends the day before. So at lunch, I asked her if everything was okay, and she said that another one of her good friends said I'd been making stuff up about her. And I had no idea what to say because I didn't even know the other girl that she was talking about. But I apologized, and I told her those were just rumors, and she didn't believe me. The next few months, the threatening continued, and it was messing with the entire class. The teacher even knew about it. But one night, I was reading my Bible with my dad, and we found this verse, Deuteronomy 31:6, which says, "Be strong and of a good courage, fear not, nor be afraid of them. For the Lord thy God, he it is that doth go with thee. He will not fail thee nor forsake thee." This verse really stuck with me because it showed me that I have to be a light to everyone, no matter what they've done to me. And that even though my friend is failing me, God will always be there for me. The next day, I went to school with this verse on my mind, and things were a little better because every time she would say something rude or give me a dirty look, I would think of this verse and try to respond, not react, which is something my family talks about a lot. Then one day, this girl asked me why I was never mad at her or rude to her about it, and I told her about the Lord. Eventually, she came to church, and she's been a few times. She said she even likes it better than her parents' church. Most importantly, she got saved, and we're still friends today. This verse helps me a lot, like when school starts, or I'm nervous, or one of my friends is being rude. I always go back to this verse, and it helps me keep my eyes on the things of God. This is one of the first times I used my Bible in a real-life situation, and I thought it was the coolest thing ever. I always heard that the Bible helps you get through life, real-life situations, and for me to see that happen, it was just amazing. Another way I've learned to apply the Bible in my life is with stories. And in 1 Kings 18:21-24, Elijah is a good example of having good courage and fearing the right things, just like Deuteronomy 31:6 talks about. 1 Kings 18:21-24 says, "And Elijah came unto all the people and said, How long have you between two opinions? If the Lord be God, follow him, but if Baal, then follow him. And the people answered him not a word. Then said Elijah unto all the people, I, even only I, remain a prophet of the Lord, but Baal's prophets are 450 men. Let them therefore give us two bullocks, and let them choose one bullock for themselves, and cut it into pieces, and lay it on the wood, and put no fire under. And I will dress the other bullock, and lay it on the wood, and put no fire under. And call on the name of your gods, and I will call on the name of the Lord, and the God that answereth by fire, let him be God. And the people answered and said, It is well spoken." Okay, so this passage is talking about how Elijah proved to Jezebel's kingdom that our God is the one and only God. So Elijah had to prove to over 400 people that worship Baal that our God is the one and only, like I said. He had the people bring him two sacrifices made of wood, and Elijah made a bet with these people that whoever sacrificed went up in flames had the one and only true God. But the people couldn't touch the sacrifice. They had to ask their God to do it for them. Baal is a false god, and so Jezebel's people were really out of luck. But since they believed in Baal, they started cutting themselves and praying, trying to make their sacrifice burn. And this went on for hours. While they were doing this, Elijah got a kick out of it. He started making fun of them and laughing. But as Elijah started getting irritated with their nonsense, he decided that it was his turn. So Elijah had the people dump tons of water on his sacrifice, and as we all know, water doesn't start a fire, it puts it out. So Elijah prayed to God and told God that he needed to prove to these people that he was real. And as soon as he did, it went up in flames and disintegrated in seconds. But Elijah, unlike the other people, had so much courage in the Lord and feared God, not the people, just like Deuteronomy 6:31 says too, that he was able to be a help for God. And so this is how I use Deuteronomy 6:31 in my life, and I hope you can use the first in your life.